So have any of you made New Year's Eve resolutions or New Year's resolutions? Or have you given up on doing that because they just come in one year and go out the other? Hope some of you have made New Year's resolutions because this is a time of the year where we can not only reflect on how we've lived and what has happened in our life, but also on how perhaps we can do better. And in a number of ways, I want to challenge us this morning that not only us here, but I think in our world in general, we can do better than we did in 2017. I think there's a lot of things happening in our world that remind us that we can do better. As the title of the message says, it was a Dickens of a year, wasn't it? The end of a year is a time to look back. And this morning for us at Knox, to recognize again with the preacher from Ecclesiastes, from the reading, that there is a season for everything under the sun. And also say with the psalmist, Lord, teach us to number our days. And by the way, to say that there is a season for everything under the sun isn't to suggest that everything is either good or bad, as much as it is, as Ecclesiastes suggests later, to find meaningful purpose and connections within the events of our lives. To try to weave together what's actually happening so that we can move past whatever it was that was good or maybe not so great, and to try to find some meaning and purpose in our lives. And also asking about how to number our days, as the psalmist does in Psalm 90, isn't so much a request to help us know how many years we're going to get on earth, so much as it is asking for a heart of wisdom to make the most of every year, every day that God blesses us with. So seasons for everything under the sun, finding meaning and purpose. And teach us to number, in other words, count, to make every day count. From both Psalm 90 and Ecclesiastes, then, a challenge to look at the past, especially a year gone by, not only in a utilitarian sense, in the sense of, you know, how much have I gained, what's been in it for me, but even to ask, how has this past year shaped me to be a better person? In my country, in my world, in my neighborhood, the people that are in my circle of influence. And this doesn't mean either even looking in the rearview mirror with rose-colored glasses, trying to fool ourselves that 2017 was the best year ever. And neither that it was full of disaster either. Rather, if we're honest with ourselves, a year we could echo Charles Dickens' words, right? It was the best of times. And yet it was the worst of times too. For our country, on the one hand, it was a year of celebration, right? Canada won 50 events throughout the calendar. Maybe this was more of a big deal in Ottawa than around the country. We were spoiled all year long, weren't we? All kinds of special events, especially national sporting events. Canada Day festivities bringing many people to the city, even though it rained all day. And who can easily forget the hype of La Machine, right? We even had our own very enjoyable cabaret at Knox to recognize Canada 150. And yet, even among the celebrations all year long, the creation didn't stop groaning, to use the words of the Apostle Paul that we heard. Though many of us saw an amazing total solar eclipse as one of the wonders of order in creation, we also witnessed a lot of disorder. Flooding in Quebec, even right next door in Gatineau, fires in BC and also south in California. Too many earthquakes and hurricanes to mention. And while some still wonder if climate change is real, and worse, leadership of our neighbors to the south taking regulations away to protect our environment. Our creation has been groaning. For our church here at Knox, in many ways, it was a good year. Many opportunities to join in worship. On each of the 52 Sundays, we gathered in this sanctuary. For the first half, until Canada Day, we sang at least one Canadian content hymn. It's always good on Sundays at Knox when we sing that song, Amigos de Cristo. You know why? We sing that song whenever we welcome new members. And we sang that song 5 times this year. A total of 8 new members in this congregation, in addition to others attending regularly for the first time in 2018. Wednesday Bible study has had a good attendance this year, an average of about between 8 and 10 people. The book study continues to meet regularly, reading challenging books and having good discussions. We've had Thursday evening adult education this past spring, very well attended for the Reason for God video series. And though less people this fall, very informative sessions about gospel-centered missions for the city center. And through that series and many other ways, we're reminded that Knox is here not for ourselves. Center 120 is never short of volunteers to feed the hungry. Many also help at the food center, for which quite a few Knox folks raise money and awareness at the walkathon again this year too. We began a new partnership with Ottawa Inner City Ministries in June, where this ministry uses Iona Hall every Tuesday for their weekly drop-in. We raised funds to support the Tayar family. We also had a celebration of sanctuary fundraiser for them this spring, and we wish them well on November 26th to recognize the official ending of our support for them as a refugee family from Syria. We not only raised funds for causes, we had fun too. At the Robbie Burns dinner in January, at a book sale in May, our church picnic in June, at the bazaar in October, the cabaret as mentioned in November, the carols for brass event in December. This city longs for churches like Knox to be here in our community, to be part of our community, which is why there's such a sense of loss when we hear of churches, especially in the city center, who struggle. It's why, too, we should continue to do everything we can to remind ourselves and our community that we are not here for ourselves, but we're here for the city, for the center town of Ottawa. This is why Jazz Vespers is so great. Not only for the excellent music once a month, but a monthly midweek time of thoughtful music and words for people from our community. We're all welcome to be there too, but it is for our community. I've wondered at times how we can welcome more to enjoy this because the crowds are often fairly small. Though even a few weeks ago, while walking home on Elgin, I met up with a familiar face saying hello to me. I couldn't quite place the face. And afterward, the gentleman told me his first name, and he said he comes every month to Jazz Vespers, and he wouldn't miss it for the world. Isn't that cool? It reminded me that we're doing something even here with Jazz Vespers that's for our community, not just us. It's also why it's so great that we have just right beside us here a garden courtyard which is not only enjoyed but also tended by people from our neighborhood. It was good to have our city councilor, Catherine McKenney, to help us dedicate the ornamental pear tree which we received from the city as a Canada 150 memorial. It's a symbol of life, not just that tree but that garden in the middle of our 2 paved and concreted urban spaces. Just like our church should be and can be for our city with too many lonely faces. I was touched just less than a month ago when there was a memorial service right here in this sanctuary, right at the front of the church, hosted by Ottawa Inner City Ministries. for people to remember loved ones, many of them street-affected people, people who died in the past year, and many of the guests from Ottawa Inner City Ministries walked forward and shared a name and a story of people that they lost this past year. Our city and the people from right even around us long to have a sense of belonging and purpose and identity. At Knox, too, we said our farewells to 7 members this past year, including Kay Hall, Elsie McRae, Roy McCain, Gordon West, Louise Wickett, and just recently, of course, Doug and John Shedden. And we began the year with memorial service, too, for Ray Pepperdine, who passed away the year prior on December 22nd. And it's been a rough year for others in our church who have had lengthy hospital stays, either due to illness or injury. And these are times when our community spirit has been challenged. And I'm often impressed how people care for one another during those kinds of occasions, during especially times of crisis and grief. And you know, if there's one Canadian most well known that we all said goodbye to, or many of us did, it was somebody named Gordon Downie, who became a national icon, not only through his music, but especially near the end of his life, as he realized that as his time was short, he needed to do something to make the most of his time. And he did that by focusing his attention on reconciliation with our First Nations sisters and brothers. And you know, if the struggles of the missing and murdered Indigenous women inquiry and also suicide rates of teenagers in the northern communities are indicators at all, we still have much work ahead of us for reconciling. That's why it was good even one of our own people here, Janet Marenka, was able to be part of a learning tour of First Nations communities. And why we can be pleased, even with our denomination's own complicity in some of the problems of the residential schools, that we're listening and that we're hopeful, longing for a better day without simplistic solutions. It reminds us all here, too, that part of knowing there's a season for everything under the sun and learning how to number our days is that we can do better. Another part of life where we're learning the same, how we can do better, is how we relate to each other as male and female. The Me Too social media campaign was more than a slogan. It was a platform for women to stand up and speak out against sexual harassment, abuse, and exploitation. It's troubling, though, how in the middle of resignations by newscasters, Hollywood stars, and many politicians as well due to scandal, that one state in the United States nearly elected a senator accused similarly. Even more troubling that the leader of our neighboring country has more than a dozen allegations of this very behavior that he brags about. Here, too, the creation longs for a better day. And also with how we welcome and treat one another in relation to our skin color, religious or ethnic background. While our own country is on a high learning curve regarding welcoming immigrants and refugees, there were places around the world where deep hatred and prejudices rose to the ugly surface. Myanmar was maybe the worst of these, though racist and religious tensions seemed to be brewing in many places. We saw it simmer and boil over in Charlottesville, though if you're online at all, you can see it every day in social media. And we see it at its worst with terrorist events, with people from various backgrounds expressing hatred and emptiness and just disillusion with life. We saw it in Quebec at a mosque, in Las Vegas and Manchester at a concert,
at the London Bridge, a mass shooting at a church in Texas and other places. And it doesn't matter what religion or skin color the person was that was so delusional to do something like this. What matters is that they're doing it and can't find any other way out. The creation longs for more respect and civility between people of different races, religions, and ethnic backgrounds. In Canada, we recognize the 100th anniversary of Vimy Ridge in April and also of Passchendaele in November. People across the nation stood still again on November the 11th. And while the expansion of ISIS seems to be dwindling, the tensions surrounding North Korea and now also the Middle East make us wonder if world leaders have the wisdom and the restraint to keep us from stumbling into even greater disasters. The creation longs for peace. And so you see, in all these ways, 2017 was in some ways the best of times and also the worst. It was a Dickens of a year. And the best way to reflect on such a year is to seek some kind of spiritual meaning and purpose and to try to discover how we can make the most of the days that God gives to us in the year ahead. Just a few short days ago, we celebrated the birth of a child in a barnyard stable and remembered that this child named Jesus is not only an example of how to live a generous and sacrificial life, giving up something good for the sake of something better. He becomes that sacrifice for us and for this world longing for a better day. You know, it can be tempting to become cynical, even despairing, with the state of this world and even the state of religion, even the state of churches, with all the challenges. Let your reflection of 2017 teach you to number your days, to make the most of the time that God gives you for every season under the sun you have seen this past year and for the year that is before us. And let's do the same in the coming year as we seek to continue to be a church that lives here, not for ourselves, but for the community around us. God's creation waits in eager expectation. And we do this not alone. We do this, as the Apostle Paul reminds us, also with the Spirit's power within us. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to sing a song in response, number 758, Christ is the World. The tune is, we've sung it here before at Knox. I think we did well with it, but I think we had a choir that day. And we're a little bit smaller in numbers as well without a choir. And so I've asked Susan, our guest musician, and Susan, thank you for being with us here today, to just play through the verse once. And then once she's finished playing through the verse, then we'll stand for the singing of the three verses and the chorus each time. Number 750.